Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1198. Joe Biden will cancel $6 billion in student loans for people who attended the Art Institutes, a shuttered group of private, for-profit colleges accused of fraud. In a statement, Biden said this institution falsified data, knowingly misled students, and cheated borrowers into taking on mountains of debt without leading to promising career prospects at the end of their studies. The move will provide relief for 317,000 people who enrolled in the colleges between 2004 and 2017. The latest round of student loan forgiveness brings the total approved by the Biden administration to almost $160 billion for nearly 4.6 million borrowers, an average of nearly $35,000 per student. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve announced that it will hold interest rates unchanged at their highest levels in two decades. The federal funds rate has been between 5.25% and 5.5% since July 2023. After the Consumer Price Index came in at 3.5% on an annual basis last month, the central bank said there's been a lack of further progress toward its 2% inflation goal. Moving on, a federal court blocked Louisiana from using a new congressional map for this year's election, which would have created a second majority black district. In the 2-1 decision, the judges ruled that the new map amounted to an impermissible racial gerrymander that violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. The ruling, in favor of a group of self-described non-African-American voters, comes after the state legislature was ordered to redraw congressional districts to comply with Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The case is likely to reach the Supreme Court, which leaves uncertainty about which map will be used for this year's elections, which are 6 months away. Meanwhile, Democrats won a special election House seat in New York, further shrinking the Republican majority in the House. Democratic State Senator Tim Kennedy defeated Republican Town Supervisor Gary Dixon in the 26th District and will serve out former Democratic Congressman Brian Higgins' term, which ends in January. House Republicans now hold 217 seats to Democrats' 213 seats, leaving five vacant seats. Back in D.C., Marjorie Taylor Greene says she plans to force a vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson next week. House Democrats, however, have pledged to block the effort after Johnson pushed through a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Greene said, "I think every member of Congress needs to take that vote," and accused Johnson of selling out his conservative values by working with Democrats to pass legislation. She added, "Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate, absolutely calling it." Moving on, the Arizona State Senate voted to repeal its Civil War-era ban on nearly all abortions. Two Republicans broke with their party and joined 14 Democrats to vote in favor of repealing the 1864 law. The governor, Katie Hobbs, who is a Democrat, is expected to sign the bill, which would reinstate a 2022 law that permits abortions through 15 weeks of pregnancy. And finally, Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy went into full effect. The state joins 11 others in the South that have restricted abortion access either with 6-week bans or total bans. Florida's new law will replace its current 15-week ban, forcing most Floridians and other Southerners to travel further to places like Virginia, Illinois, or Washington, D.C. to get the procedure. More than 9,300 people traveled to Florida last year for abortions. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.